Yo, what's up? You know who it is. It's your boy, Kanata. This is welcome to another episode of Mind of Kanata. Today, let's get it. Today I'm gonna talk about a few things of been going on in the world and some celebrity talk and stuff like that. Politics. Remember, guys, I'm not a politician. I'm just speaking how I feel about things. So don't take my word as law. Just take it how you want to take it. But anywho, let's get at it. Okay, on celebrities. I want to start off speaking about the comment Jess Hilarious has said to the transgender. First and foremost, what I'm finna say, I do not have no gripes, no gravel, no anything with transgenders. I don't have none of that. But my thing is, I don't care if you identify cat, dog, whatever, you live your life, live your truth. So I'm gonna put that out there. I'm no beef, no anti-gay or anything, or anti-homophobe, anti-trans, whatever you want to call it. So don't at me on this. So basically what I'm saying is, I feel Jess have not said nothing wrong. And I am happy that she stood up for herself and womankind. Reason being, what I'm saying, is basically so based off of how the seems to me, mind you, I'm speaking of me, I'm not speaking of all these other people, I'm, you know what I'm saying, or if someone want to educate me better, I'm open for that. Email me to educate me better. I'm not trying to start no bullshit, I'm not even trying to argue about it. I'm just saying what I see that the trans women is pretty much trying to take the place of real female. Now, I repeat, live your life. Live your truth. Live how you want to live. But do never forget you came from a natural woman who gave birth to you. There's no way a man, if you were born with a penis, there's no way for you to give birth. That's just science. That's just genetics. There's no way you could give birth. So for y'all to keep coming at the real woman, trying to take that woman title, yeah, y'all doing the most now. Live your life, but quit coming at them. Y'all honestly, y'all need to respect them, because mind you, when you was coming out and you were going through all that stuff, a female was your best friend. A real female was quick to accept you. So really, y'all need to chill. And that trying to cancel people behind that shit for having an opinion, y'all need to stop that too, because y'all need to get canceled. Because I'm tired of y'all labeling us the heterosexual people, the straight people. Y'all label us. I done seen a while ago, years back, that a transgender tried to kiss Genuine. Genuine didn't want to get kissed, and he was labeled a transphobic. Y'all need to stop that shit. Like, y'all throw stones, and as soon as someone say something, if it don't fit you, I'm not talking about all, I'm talking about the ones who wilding out. I'm not talking about the ones who just live their life, do their thing, whatever. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about the ones who wilding out. Y'all so sensitive. Y'all start shit. And then when someone respond or fight back, they transphobic. No, it's not about that. Quit starting shit. And it's mostly the trans women. The ones who was a man who becoming a woman, it's mostly them. The women who became men, you don't hear nothing from them. Like, it's the men who became women, the ones who tripping the most. With the exception of Flame and Roe. I love Flame. Flame is awesome. I'm like, love Flame. Flame, I love your podcast, man. Your podcast is awesome. I listen to it all the time. But, still, like I said, man, chill. Like, look, I don't have no problem calling you whatever you want to be called. You can be called whatever you want to be called. If you want to be called Boo Boo the Fool, do you? I will call you whatever you, I will respectfully call you whatever you want to be called. You want to be called a woman? Hey, girl, what's up? Want to be called a man? What's up, man? I will respectfully call you whatever you want to call. But the thing is, y'all need to stop. Y'all need to quit throwing stones. And when the person react, now y'all offended and y'all want to cancel somebody. That's what it does. In other words, I stand with Jess Hilarious. I'm with you, boo. Do your thing. Keep doing your thing, Jess. Anyway, next one, let's talk about Cardi B. So they show videos of someone throwing water at Cardi B, and Cardi B threw a microphone at the person. Excuse me. Let me tell you this, people. Y'all better stop doing that, because what's going to end up happening, that close-to-close things with y'all having celebrities, the handshakes and stuff like that, that's going to stop. Because, like, y'all throwing cell phones, throwing rocks, throwing this, drinks at celebrities. What y'all get out of that? That's stupid. I swear, the more this world go on, the human race get dumber. It's like, y'all need to stop that, because y'all forget these celebrities are humans too. They humans as well. And y'all sitting up there throwing shit at them, man. Like, come on, man. Like, would you throw something at a random person and don't expect a random person to whoop your ass? Y'all do that for a cash grab. That what people do that shit. So, okay, a celebrity up there, let me throw something at him so you hit me, I can sue. That's what y'all try to do. Y'all try to get money from these celebrities. It's stuff like that. So let me tell you what's going to end up happening. Y'all keep doing that stupid shit. There will be no more concerts. There will be no more handshakes. And if you touch a celebrity, you're going to get life. And anyway, why would you do that and the celebrity got mad bodyguarded? You would have got caught. Your ass would have got beat. Like, come on, man. Like, that's stupid. That's stupid. And also, since I'm on the topic about Cardi B, come on, man. Like, we is not finna act like Jealous Stop, not fire. That song is fire. You keep doing your thing, Cardi. For real, man. Like I know I'm just an average, I'm pretty much a nobody who got a podcast. You probably don't get that much listen. But Cardi, man, I watch your growth. And man, hey, you fire, man. Just let them hate. You know what I'm saying? You don't have true haters by the end of the day, that means you ain't doing something right. They gonna keep hating on you, Ma, and you keep winning. You keep winning, Cardi. Damn all of them. Damn them barbs. Now, I'ma call it out. Y'all barbs need a life, because Nikki don't give a damn about y'all. Y'all a cult. Y'all not even a fan base. Y'all just a cult right now. Y'all just do stupid shit on the strength of Nikki. You think Nikki gonna do shit for her to go to jail for y'all? Nikki ain't gonna do shit for y'all. Y'all think, you know, like all the threats and shit like that and stuff like that? Do y'all think about all these damn death threats y'all do? Y'all think Nikki would do that shit for you? Nikki don't give a fuck about y'all. I'm gonna say it first on my podcast, man. Fuck Nicki Minaj. I don't like how she move. I ain't saying she not an ill MC, because she is, but she's like, come on, man. Fuck Nicki. Now all Nicki Minaj is getting that same treatment that she did to Lil' Kim, to the person who opened the door for her. Who opened the door for her, was her inspiration, and it was proven. It was proven that she was inspired by Lil' Kim. So with that being said, fuck Nikki, you did that to yourself. You opened the door for that. You open the door for all this now. Lotto, you keep doing your thing. Meg Thee Stallion, you keep doing your thing. And all the other ones. But Nicki, man, just hang it up. You're done. Like, you trying to hate on people. All these people, your sons. And stuff like that, man. Let me take that back. Not fuck Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, why don't you try working with these female artists? Try working with them. Actually working with these people, and watch how your popularity go up instead of hating on them every chance you get. Hell, you already hated on Iggy is out. Iggy, when she came out, you hated on her. You hated on her so bad the women stopped doing music. But anywho. Now I'm on politics. Okay, I'm talking about that, you know, that great governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Lord have mercy. I'm gonna say like this, people, do y'all not see what's going on and what he trying to do? If I had that far, that we don't see what Ron DeSantis is doing or trying to do, or not just Ron DeSantis, what America is trying to do. First of all, I'm talking about the great state of Florida right now, but then I'm gonna get to the whole America joint, but. Now, I'm pretty sure y'all heard, y'all know about it. I'm pretty sure everybody done show outrage towards it. But I'm speaking on it now because, you know what I'm saying, because I got time today. First and foremost, I'm going to say this. For Florida Education Board to have the galls to say that slave benefited off slavery, all of y'all some cold-hearted, no nothing. Y'all just dumb as fuck. Slaves did not benefit off of slavery. There was no benefits. So you saying y'all brought slaves from over from Africa over here Like, they didn't catch their own food back there. Like, they didn't fish. They didn't build nothing back in Africa. Y'all can't, so they were just living in places and shitholes and stuff like that. They didn't know how to do none of that stuff till y'all got them. That bullshit. No, what happened, slaves didn't benefit off shit. Slaves survived that bullshit. There's a difference. And that was like a spit in all black people, black American faces, for y'all to say that shit. You just, in every black person face. Except them coon niggas. My bad. I'm not trying to use that one. Except the coons. Y'all know who y'all are. I don't have time to go through the list. Except the coons. But that was a spit in the face. Y'all trying to hide the history of what y'all did to the black people, indigenous people, and Indians. I'm not even going to say Native Americans. All peoples of color. All the genocides, the scrutiny, the rape, the murder, the pillaging, and all that other stuff. When people look like they were finna strive, were finna grow and get their stuff together, Black Wall Street, y'all burned it down. Y'all already took us from a land that we don't even know our ancestors, we don't know our history like that. Like, Black Americans, this is what y'all want us to know, that we were slaves, now we're not. And all black Americans don't even know how far, like, they don't know, like, before slavery, we was white. Y'all took that from us. Y'all took our names. Y'all took our real religion. So for y'all to say black people or African American benefited off slavery, no, motherfucker, we survived it. My ancestors survived it. Don't forget about Jim Crow. And then y'all want to teach us about Martin Luther King, who y'all assassinated, and then y'all also helped assassinate Martin Luther and Malcolm X. America did a whole bunch of effed up shit to black people, period. To African Americans, like, but y'all want some, y'all don't want to feel bad about it. Y'all don't have to feel bad about it, but do acknowledge, because y'all forcing us to acknowledge that we were slaves first. So how about y'all acknowledge that y'all were slave owners, y'all were genociders. Y'all was this, y'all was that, y'all were murderers, y'all were thieves, and all this other stuff. Come to grips with that. And then move from that. Because y'all force us every day, y'all remind us that we were slaves. Like, for real. Charlamagne say it all the time. America's not going to get this shit right until they account for their original sins. And y'all don't want to even give black people reparations. But y'all gave Indians reparations. Y'all reparations to everybody, but not black people? Not African Americans? Oh, y'all all for black people when it's time to vote, and y'all trying to get our votes. But then as soon as y'all get our votes, it's fuck black people. Well, I know this wasn't one of my longest rants. But, hey, man. Hey, if y'all do listen to this, thank you for listening. I thank you for listening if you did listen to it. I appreciate y'all, and y'all be easy and to to Just Hilarious, man. Love you, girl. And I know you won't. I know you probably won't hear this, but I'm a huge fan. And to Cardi, man, you keep winning, love. You keep winning. And all the other females in hip hop. And Nicki, grow up and try to work with them. Quit trying to go against them. And all these motherfuckers not your sons. Just saying. But hey, y'all be real. Peace.